Hello, I'm T.S. Wright, founder and president of the God Center Concept and host of the Kingdom Crossroads podcast. Our mission is clear. We are here to help spark a great harvest, a revival, if you will, across the United States. That's why we are launching the 2540 campaign. Over the next 40 days, we're going to ask people to join us, just like you, and to give a one-time tax-deductible gift of $25 and partnering us with this mission, and then sharing this vision with other people so we can expand our reach in powerful ways. God is calling us to work, and together we can see lives transformed and hearts awaken. You can simply scan this QR code or go to www.godcenteredconcept.com to make this one-time gift to our ministry. Thank you for being a part of this community. Your prayers and your support mean more than you will ever know. May God bless you in all that He calls you to do. And as we always say here, now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin. Welcome to the show that combines biblical truth with the purpose of sparking revival. Committed to spreading the gospel, this is your Kingdom Crossroads podcast, and now your host, T.S. Wright. Welcome, everyone, to the Kingdom Crossroads. I'm your host, T.S. Wright, and I'm so glad you could join us today. Before we dive into today's episode, if you haven't already, please take a moment to follow or subscribe and give us a like. This ensures you won't miss out on any of our future episodes, and your likes help us boost our visibility. Thank you for being a part of the Kingdom Crossroads community. Have you ever heard of the NFL? Yes, you heard it right, the National Football League. Well, today's guest co-hosts the Blaze and Gutch podcast, which provides insightful NFL commentary while highlighting Christian players who live out their faith on and off the field. Joining us today is Teresa Blaze. Additionally, she hosts the Teresa Blaze Show, where she shares her expertise in entrepreneurship, ministry, and personal growth. Teresa is also an accomplished author, podcaster, coach, speaker, and kingdom entrepreneur, dedicated to helping others find and share their voice. She is the founder and host of the Unresolved Life podcast, where she explores deep questions of faith and life's challenges, offering hope and encouragement. It is exciting to have her here today, and we look forward to an inspiring and fruitful message. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
So now it's time for the opening kickoff. I had to do it, so I just couldn't resist.
Of course you did.
Of course. I mean, hey, it's the NFL, baby. So, Teresa, tell us more about your background and just help our listeners to really understand your journey.
Wow. I guess you're throwing me the ball, I suppose.
Hey, amen. Hey, we just hit you for a nice 10 and in right there.
You're not a football fan at all, are you?
No, not at all.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, there's a lot to it. You know, if you look at what I do now, it's kind of crazy how I got here. But, you know, God, like, when He puts a plan together, you know, He really does. And so I'm a wife. I'm a mom of a special needs daughter. My husband is all, so I'm totally blind. My husband is partially blind. And then my daughter is partially blind, and she has a lot of special needs. So, and then on top of that, you know, just to make things a little more fun, we have three cats that keep us in line. So
nice. It's always fun. Yeah, I've got a couple of dogs that keep me running here myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, regarding, you know, what I do, like you said, I'm an author. I'm a 100X certified coach, and I'm actually working on getting certified as I actually am a life coach, but I'm getting certified, working on getting my certification. So I just got to do the testing and all that kind of thing. But really, what my thing is about is I'm all about helping people find God in their story. And then once they found God in that story, no matter how what it is, I help them share it. And we do that through podcast production, book publishing, website development, video editing. So those are the four pillars that we do once if they want to share the story. I love to speak. I love to speak on shows. I love to speak wherever God opens up a door.
Amen. Amen. Well, it sounds like you, you've got plenty going and keeps you going and keeps you busy and it keeps you connected to Amen. So many people and gives you a voice that allows you to portray the message of the Lord to a variety of people. And that's, that's awesome. And I love listening to your story and reading about it when you sent me the information. So here's a question for you. How did God show his hand of protection in your life?
Well, actually, it started when I was a baby.
Wow, okay.
So when I was a baby, I could not move. In fact, the doctors swore that I would not live past 6 months. Oh, wow. I was born with a really bad heart defects. In fact, my heart had a dime-sized hole in it, and it had a vein that had grown back into itself in the shape of a Y. And so, you know, doctors were just like, you know, and there was a lot of other medical issues that I was dealing with. And so my mom went to a chapel to pray. And when she was praying, you know, because it's funny, you know, you can say what you want and say God don't exist. But man, when the rubber hits the road, where do you end up finding yourself? On your knees in prayer. Okay. Yep. And that's where she was. And so what happened was there was a guy that showed up and knelt down next to her to pray. He was wearing the garb of like a chaplain, one of those clergy collar things. And she said she described an almost indescribable sense of peace. When she went to find him the next morning, she went to the nurse's station and described to them what he looked like. And their response was, there is no one that works at this hospital that has that description. So I believe that man was an angel, because the Bible does say, you know, you gotta, you know, take note, because you might be entertaining angels unaware.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never know.
Does that mean that I got a free pass? Hardly. I grew up in and out of hospitals. I've had over 200 eye operations alone. I've had brain surgery, heart surgery, 8 heart attacks since before the age of 6. And that does not count all the other stuff that God allowed to come into my life. I've seen a lot of domestic violence. I've seen physical abuse. And at the age of 6, while recovering from open heart surgery, I witnessed the murder of my sister.
Wow.
Ouch. So, that's yeah, it is. And so I grew up very angry at God. If he existed, he probably didn't. If he existed, he really didn't care about me, and I didn't give a crap about him. As long as we understood each other, we were fine. That's where I started. We spent years running from state to state because we had another guy who was very abusive, physically, emotionally, mentally, and that did not end until my mom met him with a shotgun and said, "If you ever find us again, I'll kill you."
Wow.
Okay. I don't say that to say poor me. I say that to say this is the backdrop of where God found me. Okay, when I was in, I'm moving the story along because there's a lot to the story. Moving the story along, I was very, like I said, very anti-God. I was very angry, and I grew up a very angry individual. I was more, my mom always taught me, don't ever start a fight, but you better damn well finish it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's how I grew up. And she taught me to fight, and she taught me to defend myself, and there were times I had to. So when I ended up in high school, there was a teacher who started kind of noticing me and started talking to me and started sharing with me a little bit about her faith. But I literally, I earned the name, nickname Hellraiser in school. I didn't quite cross the line, but I kind of touched the toe on it and went, you know, just enough to kind of, yeah, I'm the one to kind of, you know, muck things up a little bit. And then I remember one encounter where this teacher was like, I know what that they nicknamed you, and I don't like that, and I'm going to pray for you.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, so I'm sitting there, and I'm kind of laughing it off, yuck, yuck, whatever, okay. Well, then came God. I ended up, because I went to the school for the blind in Tucson, Arizona. And the way that school works is you stay at the school during the week in dorms, and then you go home on the weekends. Well, one of the dorms, I was out with some friends, and we were out, you know, on the playground just kind of doing our thing. And one of the dorms that year was supposed to be vacant, no one in there. Well, we look over and we see a light on, and it's pretty late for us. And we're going, what's up with this? Why is there a light on? Naturally, we get curious. Well, long story short, we're talking for a minute. We're on the porch, and I hear a voice, and I swear I will never forget this till I see my Lord. That voice was female, echoey, and ethereal, and it said, "Children." Keep in mind, there was nothing that we could see in that dorm. And the other thing to know is that the school was supposedly built on an Indian burial ground. So now I'm thinking, do you guys just see that? And they're like, yeah, I'm going. I remember running because I was scared half to death. I don't know what it was I encountered, or I didn't know at the time. All I knew is I felt this sense of evil, and I was scared.
Wow.
Now, was that godly? I believe God allowed me to encounter a demonic presence to show me that the supernatural is real. What are you going to do with it?
That's right. Amen.
But that was the only way he could get my attention, because I wouldn't hear him otherwise. And there may be someone out there right now that's going, yeah, I don't buy this God stuff. Okay, are you really going to run so hard that he has to knock you upside the head with a hammer?
No, that's right.
I really don't recommend that.
He wishes no one to perish.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so he'll do whatever he has to get your attention. You know, for me, I had to come face to face with a demon before I would consider him.
Wow.
And even then, it took me months, if not a year later, before I knelt down and said yes to Christ.
Wow.
That's where my story starts, you know. And then I had to learn how to follow Christ, and that's a whole other story, because I became the only Christian in my family.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, and when you embrace the faith, and but all they see is you're now getting religious, and don't push it. You know, you're now having to walk that line of, I don't want to screw things up, but I really want to follow my Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, because they don't want to hear about it. You know,
mm-hmm.
Their mind is not on earthly or their mind's on earthly things. Their mind isn't on godly things.
Yep.
You know,
that's it.
It's just strange to them, and they don't have the Holy Spirit to discern things. So the Bible and God's messaging and the Holy Spirit, that is all just like to them.
It's foreign. Yeah, it's foreign to them.
It's garbage. It's just, you know, it doesn't fit in their narrative. But
no, it doesn't.
Is what it basically boils down to. So,
yes, sir.
I can relate.
You know, and so, but you asked specifically about protection. Well, let me tell you something. I'll give you one story where God, this is before I became a believer, but looking back on it now, I totally see his protection. The enemy tried to kill me multiple times. I'm not exaggerating. I don't believe in exaggerating situations like that. The enemy tried to kill me, or at least take me out. One situation when I was about 6 or 7 years old, I think, we lived in a ugly Pepto-Bismol pink house. back in the woods. And so we were coming home one night, and my dog was on the porch, and he was going berserk. You know, he was spinning in circles, completely freaking out. And we're looking down at him going, what's wrong with you? And I heard a scream from behind us. Turn around. There is a mountain lion 10 feet away from us, crouched and ready to charge.
Oh, wow.
I promise you, if you've never heard a mountain lion up close, it is the most hair-raising thing. You will never forget it.
I would imagine not.
My mom grabbed the dog, opened the door, grabbed me, shoved me inside the house, got the door shut, and that cat hit the door. That cat hit the door so hard, it cracked that door. It was solid oak. Cracked it from top to bottom.
Oh, my word.
We found out she had kittens in our barn.
Oh, no.
Why didn't kill the goat, and why she didn't kill my mom when she was milking the goat, I don't know. But she had kittens in our barn, so naturally we had to call the ranger and, you know, have her relocated, you know. But, I mean, think about it. 1 second later, I would have become lunch.
Yeah. Amen.
You know?
God was there. He made sure.
Yeah, 1 second later. Another time, we were driving. It was kind of late at night, and my mom slammed on the brakes. And there was a deer, and so we hit this deer. And my mom shoved me down onto the floorboard of the car. And that deer's hooves came right into my seat where I was just seconds before.
Oh, my word.
You know, and that's just two stories. There's other stories where I came close to death, including almost dying on a roller coaster.
Yeah, that wouldn't be fun.
Yeah, we went. It was going upside down. We got in. We were enjoying the ride. And then, you know, they strapped down the bar and everything.
Right.
Well, the bar literally fell off and fell to the ground.
Yeah, that's not good.
My mom literally slammed her elbow into my chest, grabbed onto the side bar, and screamed, I've got you, I've got you. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about protection. That's the kind of thing where you go, okay, there is a God, and he is a God of protection.
Yes, he is. Amen. Amen. So, Teresa, to kind of expand on this, you know, just in a general sense for our listeners, because this is the question I'm going to ask has stumped pastors and theologians for centuries. And it's really a very basic question. Why does God let bad stuff happen?
First of all, you have to go back to the original story. Okay?
Amen.
Got to go back to the original story. It's not that God lets bad stuff happen. Okay? Yes, he does. But who's the author?
That's exactly
who's right. The author of the bad of all the crap that we go through. Okay? Because if you think about it, the enemy of our souls, the devil. Okay? He's known as the liar. He's lying is his language. He's known as a deceiver. He longs to steal, kill, and destroy. And what would he absolutely love to destroy? The one thing that, because he hates God so much, he wants to destroy the very thing God created, that being you and me.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so
disrupt his plan.
Absolutely. So here's the thing. Why does God allow bad things to happen? Well, he allows the enemy to run roughshod over people. Why? Because in that, God shows his glory. If you allow him into that space, yes, this happened. And yes, it sucks. And yes, you want to scream. You want to throw your fist. You want to punch something. Oh, I've been there. I have so been there, it's not even funny. But if you will allow God to come into that space with you. Remember the three children okay? Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they were like hanging out in Babylon, and okay, mm-hmm. and they're like, we ain't gonna do the bowing thing. No thanks.
Nope.
You can go. You can turn us into crispy critters, but we don't do the bowing thing.
Nope.
Okay, what happened when the king tossed him in? Where was Christ?
He was right there.
Where was Christ? Mm-hmm. But think about it. What did the king say? Didn't we just throw three dudes in there? Then why do I see four of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where was God in the midst of your story? Right there with you. Yep. And believe me, I get it. Sometimes it's hard to see him. I found it hard to see him when my mom died of either suicide or opiates. Overdose. I don't know which one it is. And to this day, I'm still working through that. Just because I'm here on this podcast don't mean I got everything figured out. I don't. But I know God's there. And I know yeah. he's gonna pull me through. And I know for a fact that God will protect you even in the darkest moments.
You're leading right into our next question. So how does he show up in those darkest moments?
Sometimes he shows up with a word, like you'll read his word, and sometimes the word will just leap off the page.
Yep.
Sometimes he shows up by you're crying out. You can't even think, much less pray. You can't string two words together because you are so heartbroken over what you're dealing with. I mean, it's just outright killing you.
Yep.
And then someone calls you and goes, I felt led to call you and check on you.
Amen.
Sometimes he shows up by just changing the circumstance. But that's not all the time.
Nope.
And the thing is, he says he is the light of the world, and there is no darkness in him. But men love darkness rather than light.
Yep.
Okay? So, here's the thing. Sometimes he shows up to give you a little bit of light to see your way to the next step forward.
Yeah, it's I'm going to tell you right now, it's funny, and it's a little phrase that I like to think of, and I've heard people say things, kind of paraphrasing here, but it always seems like the lies, the craziness, and the rumors, and all these, the evil parts are screaming, but God's is kind of a whisper a lot
Amen.
Of times, but you have to listen. That's why he tells you to be still and know that I am God.
Yeah.
But the thing is you'll know it's him. That's the difference. Where
yep.
all these other things, it's going to be confusion and chaos. In that moment, you know it's him. And then you know it's peace, righteousness, and holiness. And you know that it's the foundation of everything.
That's well, and it really, yeah, and it really comes down to, it's like the world is screaming so bloody loud. I mean, you can't think.
Nope.
But it's when you hear that voice and you just, it's a, well, how do you know God's speaking to you? You just
there.
Know. You just
you know.
Know. You just yep. know. It's not something I can adequately describe because the Bible says, my sheep know my voice. I know them and they
Gospel
follow me. Right? Okay. But here's the thing. Do you know that with a shepherd? So like a shepherd, with when you're talking about sheep, sheep are just dumb. Okay, they're dumb. They're dumb. They are directionally challenged. When you're talking about still water, you know, it says he leads me by the still waters. Do you know if they will not, that they will not drink if water is running at a rapid rate? It has to be still. They don't have any kind of defensive mechanism, so they have to be protected. And then if you mingle a whole bunch of sheep from a different shepherds, that shepherd will sit there and call his call to his sheep, and they will break away and follow him. That's why God says, my sheep know my voice.
Amen. Amen. Well, I think you're answering the question, how did God draw you to himself?
You know, I'll tell you this. I ended up staying with that same teacher friend that I told you about on the weekends because my family was moving to New Mexico. And I ended up staying there, and there, and you know, and as I'm staying there, you know, she was one of those, you know, at the time I dubbed her Ash. Okay, she's religious. Okay, cool. I can work with this. Well, she shared with me the gospel, and I didn't get it. I'm like, don't even talk to me about your God until you prove he exists. Did I really believe he didn't exist? No. I was just angry as heck at him. And I wanted her to fail.
Yep.
She didn't. And then she took me to a music store one day and showed with me, you know, some Christian music. And I'm listening, and I grew up a country girl, okay? I was not into the religious stuff, but I grew up a country girl. So I grew up in and out of bars because my mom did some bartending, and I spent plenty of quarters on video games and throwing darts and all that kind of thing.
Sure.
Okay? But I actually ran across Stephen Curtis Chapman's song, Speechless.
Oh, wow.
And I sat there, and for the first time, I understood the offer. I got it. It was like, oh, okay, this is interesting. Did I suddenly have a come-to-Jesus moment right then? Nope, I didn't. But I had a lot to consider, a lot to think about. And then I fly to New Mexico, and I'm reading the Left Behind series, and I'm not a Christian, but I was reading one of the books out of the series, and I'm going, okay, that's an interesting bit of fiction. He's going to come and whisk all the goody two-shoes away. That's wonderful. And then I asked my mom, well, have you ever heard about this? No, yes. Has so-and-so been teaching you religion? We talked about it. I don't appreciate that. I taught you about God. Okay, then. So if I ever do become this Christian, it's going to be hell. Okay, cool. So I'm listening, because now I'm in the stage of going from country, and I'm kind of dipping my toe into Christian radio because I'm trying to figure out what I'm thinking, and I run across the show called Night Sounds by Bill Pierce.
Oh, wow.
And he starts sharing the gospel, and he's like, I'm talking to someone who has heard this before. What do you have to lose? And he shares the gospel again. I turned off the radio. I got on my knees and I did business with God. I don't remember the prayer I prayed. I know everybody has this formula about how to win someone to Christ. I don't remember what I prayed. But I knew that I had confessed my sin. I knew that I had done business with God. And I knew that I was this Christian. I didn't know what the heck that meant. I didn't know nothing. But I knew I wasn't the same.
Wow. Unbelievable. That's, you know, it's amazing how God will work in somebody's life. And even in the hardest, toughest cases, God wants to be the author of the story. And
Amen.
He wants to show up and show off and show his glory. He does.
Amen. Amen.
And that's exactly what he's done in your story. And I would just say this has been such an inspiring story just to listen to. And I was just kind of caught up in the moment and just enjoyed listening. You know, I'm usually doing all the talking and having to produce all the stuff, and it was kind of nice just to listen. So we've obviously loved having you on the show, Teresa. And I have a question, though. How can someone connect with you or find the podcast, purchase your books, that sort of thing?
So I am actually working on a project. It's called Protected: A Story of Survival, Faith, and Redemption. And so there's a lot more to the story that I haven't shared. I've only shared with you a fraction.
Wow. You're just kind of giving little cliffhangers, a little tidbits.
Just a little.
Teaser,
yes.
The trailer. How about the trailer? There we go.
The
trailer
works.
To the movie,
mm-hmm.
Right?
But so I am working on finishing the story because there's some sections I'm trying to finish out writing. The book is going to be coming out in November.
Okay.
Kind of as a anniversary of my mom's birthday and or her death, and I feel like it's a way to kind of redeem that time.
Sure.
And so that project can be found at protectedbook.com.
Okay. Awesome.
If you're interested in some of the shows that I do, okay, if you're a sports fan, I got the NFL for you.
yeah, there we go.
Okay, I let's face it, I'm an NFL hound. My two favorite sports are basketball and the NFL.
Amen.
So, you know, I happen to be a Phoenix Suns fan, and yes, it's been painful.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I you know what? My condolences.
So, it's been absolutely painful to watch them.
I don't live in Minnesota anymore. I'm a T-Wolves fan, so I did live up there one time, so I developed that hunger for them, but yeah.
You did it then. Yep. Yeah, and you're just going,
there's been some painful moments.
Can we just please get into the playoffs and actually play like you give a care? Just saying.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, my friend and I, we do an NFL podcast where we highlight the Cardinals, the Chiefs, and the Broncos.
Gotcha.
And because she is an avid Chiefs fan, I'm a Cardinals fan. And yes, that has been painful as well.
Hey, you had that year with Kurt Warner, and I mean, you guys ran up against my beloved Pittsburgh Steelers.
We are not talking about that game. That was painful.
Oh, that interception right at the end of the half was the key to the game.
Oh, you are horrible. You are just so mean.
The thing is, I love Kurt Warner and I love his story.
Oh God, yes, yes, he's one of my all-time favorite quarterbacks. In fact, I met him in person.
Nice.
I met him Here we go. My daughter is special needs, and we were training to take care of her because she had a trach and a G-tube when she was a baby.
Oh wow!
And Kurt Warner's wife, as well as Coach Wisenhunt's wife, came to take care of special needs kids because apparently Kurt and his wife have a special needs child of their own.
Yes, they do. Yep.
Well, I didn't know that at the time. But and we mentioned that, we're Cardinals fans. We love the Cardinals. And I was grabbing a much-needed nap, and then my husband wakes me up and goes, Kurt Warner's here. And I'm going, say what?
Wow.
And because she said, I'm going to see if he'll come with me next time I come to, play with the kids and whatnot. And I have a picture of him holding my daughter.
Wow.
So when I talk about football, football's kind of ingrained in me because I actually met John Elway as a kid.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So football's kind of one of my things. Like, I love it. So when you talk about football and basketball, I got invited to a charity event where the police department was playing the Broncos in a basketball game.
Oh,
it kind of tied the two sports together, you know?
Nice. I got to meet Peyton Manning one time. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll bet that would be cool. I really believe we love to highlight players in the league that are living their faith on and off the field. We're just really big about that. We'll highlight any team, any player that's doing it. We just love it, and we do it. It's a lot of work because it means on Sundays I'm busy watching games.
Yep.
Because
exactly.
I don't just highlight the players. I also tear apart the games.
Right.
And
I'll just tell you, I know nothing about football, whether they're running the post pattern or the back shoulder pass, running a fade. They're running the, spread option. No, I know nothing about football, though.
Right? Oh, I'm sure you don't. I'm absolutely sure you don't. I'm not a coach. I'm not as good as, say, a coach, but I do my best to learn, and I'm always listening to shows, and I try my best to learn, and what's the difference between this and this? And I don't quite know, but, I know what it takes to win a game, and having a poor offensive line really doesn't help you.
No, you if you don't have an offensive line, you're not going to win a football game. It's just not at the high level.
Yeah.
Levels. No.
I have no problem tearing apart the game. I have no problem calling people on their stuff if they aren't playing to what I know they can.
And I personally love college football too, and I follow it, and I do keep up with the NFL, and obviously Pittsburgh's my favorite team, and unfortunately the Arkansas Razorbacks are my favorite team in college football, and it's just
I actually like ASU.
Existence.
Yeah, I like ASU. They're actually they're starting to actually, you know,
you guys had a great year last year.
Yes, we did. I was very happy.
And even a pretty good finish. You had a shot against Texas, and I mean, Texas almost beat Ohio State.
So that was definitely interesting. So, but I mean, you know, I just love it. And then, you know, I love the podcast. I love to share, you know, what God is doing. I love to, you know, I just love it. I love to share about football. And then I do the Unresolved Life podcast where we just tackle subjects that make the church uncomfortable.
No, that's all right.
I mean hey, because, like, if we don't have an answer for such things as ghosts, UFOs, aliens, Bigfoot, or why God allows certain things to happen, if we don't have an answer for those things that are being questioned, the world will, and I guarantee you, it won't be God honoring.
No, it will not. You're exactly right.
You know, are those things real? I believe they are, yes, but we better figure out, are aliens real? Yeah, but they're not extraterrestrial. I do mainly believe they're extra-dimensional, meaning they're demons posing as aliens.
You know, and I've heard that from, not to get too deep into a theological discussion about this, because we do have to start cutting this off. We've run a little bit over time, and that's all right. But hey, we've had a great discussion. We can certainly bring you back on the show and discuss some of this other stuff.
I would love to, yeah.
But I've heard some of that theology, and you know, I've kind of just left it open-ended and to allow more evidence to flow through for me to decide where I am at on it. So,
well, consider this. If you look at what they're talking about, if you look at what they talk about when they supposedly encounter people, and then you compare that to New Age theology,
it's pretty similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, why would that be possible? Could it be maybe the enemy will use whatever he can to deceive people?
Of course he will. And you know that. So that's as a Christian, we know that is always a possibility. And we always have to be on our guard and guard our hearts. I mean, that's...
Amen. Amen.
The Bible tells us to do that. So I do have to wrap it up here. We will put all of this in the show notes, along with the links to Teresa's book and podcast. And we want you to be able to connect and be able to purchase Teresa's book and be able to connect with her and some of the things that she's doing. And, you know, she's got a great story. And, you know, maybe some point here we'll bring her back on here in the next couple of months and have her do kind of a part two to the story. So,
absolutely. I'd love to.
We'd love to do that. So, but anyway, we want to thank you for tuning in to today's episode. We appreciate you spending the time with us and being a part of the Kingdom Crossroads community. If you enjoyed what you heard, we kindly ask you to hit the subscribe or follow button and give us a like. Your support allows us to keep producing content and sharing these experiences with you, ensuring we can continue to grow and bring you even more enriching content in the future. On behalf of myself and Teresa, this is T.S. Wright. Until next time, go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation. Let the great harvest begin.